I was spamming a friend on Reddit's inbox because they have gone to bed because they live on the other side of the world from me, with messages because I am stuck right now. Well, stuck. Yeah. I am stuck right now sitting on a promontory looking out over the water, intermittently playing ferret noises on my phone, looking for a missing ferret that was spotted here a little bit earlier in the day. There's all of this like tangled brambly shit, so I can't crawl through it. It's reasonably secluded, and according to one old timer that I spoke to when I got here, there's all rabbit warrens in the side of the hill, like down in all this shit, which means that he is probably asleep within like 20 meters of me right now, which, as you can imagine, is frustrating as shit. But it also means that I'm alone and bored. And I thought rather than spam the crap out of my friend's inbox, I would talk to myself. Yeah, this is better. I co-run a ferret rescue, which has its ups and downs, of course, and leads inevitably to looking like a crazy person when wandering around with my cat carrier backpack and my motorcycle gloves in case it's a little turd. But it's a really nice day. And yeah, I'm gonna hang out here until a friend of mine arrives in probably an hour with a trap that we can set for it. And we'll see how we go. Things I can ruminate on to the internet while I'm waiting for a recalcitrant ferret to make an appearance. I don't know. If anybody feels like entertaining me, that would be awesome. I got a selection of entertaining dicks last time. They included Dick Van Dyke and Dick Cheney. But I got through that social engagement with, help from internet dicks, so that was great. I have my AMA, the questions close midnight tonight. I've decided to do that in Australian time because I'm not smart enough to work out the crossover, so I'll record my AMA tomorrow after work, I hope. It seemed like such a good idea when I started doing it because all I was doing was spamming somebody's inbox, and now it's just like, well, I'm sitting here. It's not really much to describe. It's pretty. It's very pretty, you know, with the sunlight on the water and the trees and the ducks and somewhere a ferret that's going to make my day miserable. But now that I'm sort of into it, I'm like, well, it's a 3-minute audio and really have anything else. I got a lot of really, really sweet direct messages in the last sort of 24 to 48 hours from like my Valentine's Day ramble and a couple of other things. Yeah, that were really nice and made me really happy. And yeah, I'm trying to think of a way to be interesting right now, and it's really not happening for me. Can hear music somewhere. Every now and then the ducks have a fight. And every now and then I'm going to have to take a break to play ferret ducking noises. If you've never heard ferret noises, go do yourself a favor and go on YouTube right now and Google and look up ferret noises. I think it's like the first video that'll come up. It's a little white guy and he's ducking up a storm in about 30 seconds. So that's what I'm currently using to try and get this guy's attention. That and a bowl of chopped up liver, which is all over my hands. It makes me look like I've axe murdered someone. This is like an off the beaten path kind of an area. It used to be a caravan park. And I'm wandering around with a Tupperware container full of chopped up liver that, you know, and I just sort of stained my hands because I'm sort of tossing it here and there. I wouldn't be surprised if I get arrested. I really look forward to having to explain this to the popo that, yeah, no, it's not human liver, I promise. No, I didn't bury anybody. I'm looking for a ferret. That's all right. I'm used to looking like a crazy person. All right. This wasn't as good an idea as I thought it was going to be. So I'm probably going to call it. But if anybody would like to add AMA questions, you can do that until close of business today. Or if you would like to send me a message and keep me company right now, that would also be awesome.